3, please. And thank you all so much for your active contributions to this effort.
Item number 3 is a resolution providing for an advisory referendum on the plan by the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District to pay approximately $41.1 million to the City of Franklin for the costs related to building the Ryan Creek Interceptor Project. This item is referred to this committee as well as Intergovernmental Relations.
We'll pause a moment while
you can bring it tomorrow, yeah.
Matters are arranged here and rearranged.
He's a former Marine. He can stand.
That's right. He stands at attention.
You're never a former Marine. You're always a Marine.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and colleagues. What you have before you is a referendum question that the committee dealt with the subject in the past when it came up, a question about whether Milwaukee County would provide an easement for the Ryan Creek Interceptor sewer in Franklin. And through those discussions and public testimony that we've had, not only in the Parks Committee here, but in the Intergovernmental Relations Committee, it was clear that the public needs an opportunity to weigh in on this very sensitive issue. I think it's well known to everyone here sitting around the table, both MMSD issues of sewage and flooding are on the highest level of priority for many communities. And I think this is a unique opportunity for us to provide that forum for those concerned citizens to weigh in on how they feel what should be the priorities of MMSD. So I would hope that you would see the merits in this and support it. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Cesars.
Mr. Chairman, a question for the sponsor to ask, what's the practical outcome of having an advisory referendum on the question? What will it do to the municipality and overall to the MMSD governing body?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I think the outcome is hopefully to enlighten the commissioners at MMSD on what should be the priority of projects. Right now, when you look at the sewer project, I think if you ask the majority of citizens in Milwaukee County, they would feel that building a $41 million sewer in Franklin is far lower on the priority list than, say, doing sewer construction projects in Whitefish Bay, Glendale, Wauwatosa, the northwest side of the city of Milwaukee, who have experienced some very devastating flooding issues, and we still have major sanitary sewer issues that should be addressed. The money that will be spent on this project is money that won't be spent on other projects to relieve flooding and sanitation issues. So it is the opportunity to enlighten the commissioners at MMSD that we have some higher level priorities than putting in a sewer that, I would remind people, this area of Franklin contains 440 people according to the last 2010 census, and that the development issues, if this was maybe a hot real estate market and it would be appropriate to put in a certain level of infrastructure, where we would be able to create a level of tax base. But as we're well aware, the commercial real estate and residential real estate is at an all-time low. That, like I said, when it comes to priorities, it's about enlightening MMSD on what the true priorities of Milwaukee County are.
So, Mr. Chairman, is there any likelihood that MMSD would act on an advisory referendum when they've gone through years of public hearings and testimony and vote overwhelmingly to approve this project amid all the other projects that comprise their list of priorities? I don't see how that body would change its stance.
Supervisor
based
Weishaupt.
On a 7-2 vote to move this item forward, Mr. Chairman.
Well, they're not through. They're not finished with the public comment process. And in fact, the end of this month, I believe it's either the 27th or 28th, right before our county board meeting, they will be having a public meeting about this issue, about expanding the current property tax area in which MMSD authority, they will be having that, because currently the roughly about one-third of the city of Franklin is not within the taxing authority of MMSD. And so they will be holding that public hearing at the end. And I think we are in that time frame in which to seek public comment. And this not only gives the people that may, as has been pointed out in our last discussion on other items, that may have difficulty getting to a public meeting. These public meetings are taking place at 8:30 in the morning, I believe, on a Tuesday at the MMSD headquarters on Cebu. So I don't know if there will be, you know, if they'll be widely attended. But I think when people go to the polls in April, you'll be able to hear from literally hundreds of thousands of citizens that reside within the district that have for decades paid for infrastructure, and give them an opportunity to weigh in by casting their ballot on what they think should be the priorities of MMSD.
Other questions, Supervisor Jurczyk?
Well, it seems to me that an assumption is being made that I'm not so sure we have the basis to agree with. I mean, and I'd actually like to hear someone come up and discuss the funding issue again. I mean, this originally started as just a request for an easement, and the city of Franklin was doing some application for a special grant funding to move this forward. So to state that this is money that could be used somewhere else within the MMSD district, I think is an assumption that we don't have the facts to base that on. And I'd certainly like to hear, and it sounds like you have a speaker that can answer these questions, so I'll stop talking and let us get to it. But I'd like to hear more of the funding. And I just want to remind everyone, MMSD is a metropolitan, larger metropolitan area. I saw the Ryan Creek Interceptor notice in the paper, and it struck me that the project would be recorded in all the counties of Milwaukee, Racine, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and I made it a point to specifically ask, why are we doing that for just the Ryan Creek Interceptor? And I was reminded that this is a larger metropolitan sewerage plan, and we are just really addressing one small part of this, and that is the Ryan Creek Interceptor easement. And we are losing sight of what this board is being asked to do. So if we could hear from that person that might be able to answer those questions, I'd appreciate it.
Fine. I would like to call Mr. Joseph Eberle, assuming, because he's from the city of Franklin, that he's in a position to address some of these concerns.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is Joseph Eberle. I'm a civil engineer. I work for Rickard & Mielke, and I am the project manager on this project for the city of Franklin. I've been involved in this project and similar projects like this for a long time. I just wanted to clear up a couple of misconceptions with regard to this project. First of all, this project has been and is part of the MMSD's 2020 facilities plan, which has already been approved a couple of years ago and has been approved by DNR and Sewer PAC. Secondly, the city of Franklin has a DNR Clean Water Fund loan for this project. That loan does not belong to MMSD, nor does that loan belong to Milwaukee County. If for whatever reason this project is not consummated, that money does not revert to anybody, but it is not used by the DNR. It is not available for MMSD. It is not available for Milwaukee County. That's a fact. I've been involved in the Clean Water Fund program since its inception and its predecessor. The city has already expended in excess of $2 million on this project. Contracts are up for award tomorrow evening. The project has obviously been bid, and construction will be starting very shortly. If there's any other questions that someone might have, I'd be glad to answer, Mr. Chairman.
Questions of Mr. Eberle? Supervisor Weishan, do you want to come?
All right. Yes, I think when it comes to funding, what we have to understand is that
the city of Franklin has an intergovernmental agreement with MMSD that MMSD will acquire those bond payments from 2015. That's where I say the district is spending $41 million on a project. And in fact, when you look at this Clean Water Fund project, MMSD can only receive so many funds from the Clean Water Fund. And in fact, I see this as a end run around the process. You have the city of Franklin, which when it comes to population, has only 440 people that are affected by this sewer. And in fact, they are application for the Clean Water Fund is in tandem with the city of Muskego, which there are 8,500 residents of Muskego that are affected by the sewer. And in fact, I find it quite strange that it's not the city of Muskego applying for this, it's the city of Franklin, especially since they have such a small, tiny population. So what they're doing is doing an end run around the Clean Water Fund process, because if MMSD were applying for this Clean Water Funds to do this project, they would probably be turned down by the DNR because they're only allowed to have so much of the fund. It's as simple as that. They say, we gave you X amount of millions of dollars for other projects. We can't let you have the whole pot. And so what this is nothing but an end run around the Clean Water Fund policies. And there is an intergovernmental agreement that says that come 2015, MMSD will be making the payments to the Clean Water Fund. That's the agreement. And in fact, the city of Franklin financially couldn't do this project if it wasn't for that guarantee, that intergovernmental agreement. And that's where I say it's important that all of the citizens of the MMSD district get to have a vote. Because what's happening is the bureaucracy is superseding the priority process, and that they're going in there and doing an end run and putting in a project. There are no sanitary issues when it comes to sewers in Franklin, that you cannot use the Clean Water Fund for development issues, that there is not a demand, economic development, or from the population that lives there. But we're going to spend $41 million of MMSD taxpayer money on this sewer. Yet we have neighborhoods that are underwater, millions of gallons of sewage being pumped into the lake. And we're not spending $41 million on that. So, I just think that this is a perversion of the system, and we need to get the public involved by engaging them in a referendum to say this is the priority list. And that's what this is about.
Are there questions by committee of Mr. Everly?
Could we have Mr. Everly respond to those statements?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Thank you.
Mr. Everly?
Well, first of all, the city of Franklin nor MMSD is doing any in run of any Clean Water Fund program, and that to even insinuate that is close to being absurd. The program is properly being utilized. The city has received the Clean Water Fund loan commitment. It's a done deal. The process has been worked on for over 2 years, and nobody is subterfuging the system, going around the way or anything like that. I don't know what else to say. I mean, it is what it is. And this has been the subject of, as I said, not only the MMSD's facility plan, but also a facility plan done by the city of Franklin that's been approved by both the Regional Planning Commission, by the DNR, and by EPA.
Supervisor Jurczyk and Supervisor Harris.
Can I ask the question, Mr. Everly, Mr. Chairman, if the plan is going forward, whether or not we give the easement to the Rhine Creek Interceptor?
The easement that was before this committee and before the county board several months ago is a non-issue. The project has proceeded without those easements.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Harris?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am speaking for the sole purpose of saying that I actually initially supported my colleague in this effort of sort of blocking the project. But after further consideration and really talking with SewerPAC, having a conversation with MMSD and other board commissioners and getting a little more clarity about the project, and then even learning that they no longer will be needing and using the easement. And so, and I realized that this project will be well underway prior to this referendum coming on board. So basically, I'm just making it public that I will not be supporting it, this referendum today. And the reason I'm making that, because I supported it in the beginning, the efforts, but now I won't be able to support it.
Further questions of Mr. Eberle? We have a second request to speak from Jesse Wislowski. Mr. Wislowski, if you could come forward.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Jesse Wislowski, City Attorney, City of Franklin, for a little bit more in the past 2 decades. I'll be frank. I did make some notes yesterday evening to bring up to the committee, because there is a long history to this project, and the long history is essentially ultimately pro-project. And to do that, I had to cancel out on our plan, take the now 25-year-old twin daughters, amongst the other daughters, out to dinner. So we'll do that later this week. Then this morning, I thought, no, I can be very brief upon this. But what troubled me is hearing perversion of the system and end run. I was here on July 25 in front of the Intergovernmental Relations Committee. One of my first points was pretty much a point and a question. I'm unaware of where Milwaukee County has any jurisdiction with regard to the development and approval of public sanitary sewer systems in Milwaukee County. And then I posed the question, I noted that I saw a corporation counsel in the audience, and I think I asked, please correct me if I'm wrong, and I think one of the supervisor members of that committee said something along the lines that he also understood from Corporation Counsel that that was the fact, and he had never seen the subject matter appear on any county board committee or board agenda over almost the last 20 years. In any event, bear with me and I'll give you a brief history of this. This plan has been on the Sewerage Commission plans on the books since at least 1967. This project and its plans have been the subject of public meetings in the City of Franklin since it was repeatedly included in the City of Franklin vision statement in 2004, with common council requests and district responses thereon starting at the end of 2004 and into 2005. The plan back in 1967 was addressing an area of the City of Franklin whose population has tripled since then. 2020 facilities plan, which is the plan for this sewer in this last remaining area of any size in Milwaukee County to be included within the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District. That 2020 facilities plan was approved back in December 2009 at a public meeting by the Franklin Common Council. It was approved back in January 2010 at a sewer pack or at a sewerage district commission meeting. It was approved by sewer pack in 2010. It was approved by DNR in 2010. There was a contract, a main contract here, approved between the city and the sewerage district over a year ago on September 7th by the Common Council at a public meeting. And the contract was approved at a public meeting by the Sewerage District Commission a year ago on September 27, 2010. Prior to that, the City of Franklin spent from about end of 2004 right up until a couple of months before the end of 2010 developing its 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan. Off the top of my head, I'm going to give you a number. I heard somewhere approximately 30 public meetings involved sewer provision for this south and southwestern area of the City of Franklin. This contract that was approved a year ago, again subject to public meetings, was on public file for more than 2 months before it was actually executed on November 8th. These jurisdictions I'm mentioning, those are the jurisdictions that have the legal authority to approve these matters. Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage Commission has been in existence for some 90 years. The current state of the law on how sewers are developed in Milwaukee County has been in existence for approximately 30 years. Supervisor Weishon's mentioning these 440 people that live in this southern 25-30% of the city of Franklin. MMSD will tell you that anybody beneficially served by public sanitary sewer becomes part of the sewer district. Those people pay taxes. What people constantly forget when there's any opposition to this particular project is that the 35,000-some people who are not in this Ryan Creek Interceptor sewer area live on property that's been paying taxes for sewerage improvements such as deep tunnels, such as Jones Island treatment plants, such as for bringing a pipe from Veolia all the way to Jones Island for 30 or more years. Franklin's been a city for more than 50 years. The majority of the city, if not, in fact, the entire city at one time was part of the district. They paid taxes towards all the flooding problems, towards the I&I problems, and in the real world, sewage from Franklin currently and in this new area won't even go to Jones Island. It'll go to the South Shore Treatment Plant at Oak Creek. There are no overflows there. Franklin has close to zero I&I problems. Franklin doesn't have downspouts connected to sanitary sewer lines, doesn't have floor drains connected to sanitary sewer lines. Sewer installations in the city of Franklin are, comparatively speaking, relatively new. There are no combined sewers. So you have people, over 35,000 people living on properties paying for what some people would characterize as everybody else's problems. I never look at it that way. I always say this is America. We're all in this together. It's all our problem. So what's happening here? The last piece in the general plan of the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District, which has been on the books for almost a half a century, is just being put in place. This isn't some favorite treatment. And after the committee, Intergovernmental Relations Committee, tabled to the call of the chair back on July 25th, subsequent to that, I received a copy of a letter that the chairman of the commission, Mr. Wallace White, sent to Supervisor Weishon, and he corrected a couple of things that are in the resolution, which I understand the resolution draft hasn't changed since it was before that committee a couple of months ago. He said, number one, City Muskego is not being brought into the district. Number two, with regard to this mention of flooding problems elsewhere, and I can quote if you want because I have a copy of the letter here, but the Clean Water Act Fund loan, which was awarded in this particular project without any end run, without any subterfuge, without any deceiving any way, shape, or form, or in any way other than people properly applying amongst hundreds and properly being awarded the project loan, that $41 million, if not used for this project, will be lost, quote, to the region. So that all being said, I thought this subject matter was over after July 25, but in the real world, let's see, I think there are three government contracts currently where governments are already invested substantially in this project. Number two, there are private contracts out there totaling more than millions of dollars. Those are signed, sealed, delivered. Those are being performed. And Mr. Eberle mentioned construction bids up for award. Those are actually up tonight, not tomorrow night. And those will, together with these other contracts, total some 9 or 10 contracts, government and private. Most of the earlier ones are being performed already substantially. The new awards will include private contractors. And there are property owners amongst those 440 people. Back on July 25, I understand that the county sent out 304 notices of that resolution position being before the committee. I counted some 9, 10, or 12 at most of those people showing up at that committee meeting to speak in opposition. In any event, over the last couple of decades, many property owners and their representatives have been in the same room where I have, asking, if not pleading, for public sewer to be brought to that area. I dare say that when you have existing contracts, contracts that will be awarded, in the real world, when you're looking for a referendum, which would take place at a time if the contracts are awarded and construction proceeds as planned, that about a third of the project will be in the ground already. I think you have somewhere approaching this Clean Water Act fund loan amount in contract performance damages if somehow that is stopped. And I don't know how that does stop because there's no jurisdiction. Where I grew up, it was a country of laws, not of men, and everything has been performed here on a perfect legal basis. And after some, I'm guessing, maybe 50 public meetings over the last 7 years at the different levels. So you've got those damages, governments, private contractors, property owners potential, and some planners have made some rough estimates of what new development might occur as a result of one of those elements of civilized society, public sanitary sewer, and the guesstimate or estimate rough is $1.2 billion. I dare say if that doesn't occur, that might be part of some potential claim for interference with contract. And public hearing before, finally, public hearing before the district is next Tuesday. That public hearing is not whether or not to perform the Ryan Creek Interceptor project. The district or the commission chairman informed Supervisor Weishon that district will follow through and perform that contract. That is only for the statutory determination as to what individual properties should be brought into the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District under state law as likely to receive sewer within the next 20 or 10 years. That's the only issue for that hearing. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Wislowski. Supervisor Weishon, then Supervisor Cesars.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When it comes to public input, and I think what's important here, sure, you can schedule as many city council meetings as you want on a Tuesday night at some and put sewage on the list. And I think you're going to get two people to show up. And it's when they start digging up your front lawn, when they start using the process of eminent domain to come onto your property, to violate your property rights, to have government come in, the big government people come in and say, guess what, we're going to do this against your will. That's what they've done in Franklin. The fact is, we still have people that are property owners in Franklin that are taking legal action, that are seeking legal counsel, because they're not in favor of this project. And those people have not had a voice over you. And because what is happening here is you have big government here getting in, you know, they've decided that they're going to do a construction project. And it's no different than maybe in the 50s and 60s when they wanted to put a freeway through. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what about the people in that
area. Supervisor, can you please speak into the microphone?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That with the public input, that this is a possibility here that we're giving these people an opportunity to respond. And I think what is big and what I mean about a perversion of the system is that if this was any other MMSD project that would apply for clean water funds, you know, it would be MMSD that would be submitting the application. I don't quite understand why you want to have a municipality apply for the funds, get into all of these contracts, and then it's in 2015, there's this intergovernmental agreement that MMSD will take over the payments of this project. And that's where I mean now, MMSD has their priority list. And they're going to say, you know what, we can't do your priority because we have to pay this $41 million off. And I would remind people that just like how we're under restrictions now with the new state government on things like debt service, other governmental agencies like MMSD are going to be under the same restrictions. And they're going to be cutting back on projects. And so 2 years from now, 3 years from now, when they say, hey, why is the KK River eroding our county parkway? And that's what's happening in my district. And we're going to say, well, MMSD would love to fix it, but we don't have the funding for it. And we can watch our parkway fall into the river. And when you go back to the community and we can see Highway 43 flood again and stop commerce all throughout southern eastern Wisconsin, and MMSD will say, well, we would have liked to fix that sewer and do all of that regional stuff, but now we're spending $41 million in Franklin, which has, as was pointed out, no sanitary issues, no flooding issues. That's what this is about. And, you know, if you want to talk about priorities, and that's what this is. I'm not against development, and I'm not against, you know, people waiting in the queue like they're supposed to. It's about setting priorities. And I would dare say that I would like to hear from the people of Franklin in a countywide referendum. I would like to hear from the people who currently pay MMSD taxes, that live in Whitefish Bay, that live in Wauwatosa, that live in Glendale, that have seen their basements flooded, that have had their entire life savings wiped out because of these damages, and to see what they think the priorities ought to be. And that's what this is about. And I just find it just amazing that the people who espouse that we always need to put the people first and hear from the people, we got to hold meetings, you know, public this and that. What's better than holding the best public meeting you can have, which is a public referendum on a question? And put that before the people. And if they say it's okay and they approve it, then that's fine. But don't tell me because three people showed up at an MMSD headquarters on a Tuesday morning that somehow is public access. It's not. So that's what this is about. Thank you.
Supervisor Cesars.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make motion to deny the resolution before us.
We have a motion before us to deny. Supervisor Druzik.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I want to thank City Attorney Weslowski, one of the fine products of Marquette University Law School and a star from the class of 1980, which happens to be the class I was also in. But he makes the point of the morning, and that is we aren't even jurisdictionally correct here. I mean, when you start with such a basic premise, how we have gone so far down that road that Supervisor Weishan is taking us is just amazing to me. I pulled up what I take to many meetings, and I'm going to send this to the committee members, but if you can see this is the Gary-Chicago-Milwaukee corridor. This is the region we live in. It's 12 million people. And Milwaukee County has got to stop acting like the brat on the neighborhood. This is a metro region. This is a metropolitan sewage district. By the way, I watched a PBS program that said the greatest invention in history was, first of all, the sewer, and secondly, the toilet. But this resolution that is being proposed is absolutely beyond our jurisdiction, and quite frankly, the more I listen to this, it's almost preposterous that it's being recommended, and I think the city attorney has made the points. I thank him for being as civil as he was, because I could see easily where we could get very angry about what was being said here this morning, and he didn't resort to that. So I will certainly support Supervisor Cesar's motion to deny this, and I hope we can move on without spending too much more time on something that's not even within our jurisdiction. And I will send this slide to committee members so you can all see it. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Weishaupt, we've given this a good hearing.
Right, yeah,
I think the question
very
is one.
Briefly,
the question is one of a referendum.
Yes.
Please.
And I think that the referendum, when you speak of jurisdiction, because I think that is the biggest red herring of this whole thing, Milwaukee County has the ability to hold an advisory referendum on any subject we wish. And, in fact, if we were to apply the so-called jurisdiction rule, we wouldn't have put the 1% sales tax referendum question on the ballot for transit and parks, because we do not have the jurisdiction to raise the sales tax. We do not have that authority. So if all you're going to do is limit referendum questions to the power of the county board, you could dare say that, you know, literally thousands of issues will never be before the public and you will never get their input on very important things, on how they want to be taxed and how they want our views made. We've had many referendums on multiple different issues that are national, state, and local. So claiming that some call jurisdiction is the key is nonsense. Thank you.
Other Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a few questions for Supervisor Weishaupt. Supervisor, are you on the MMSD Commission?
No. I think what people get confused is on SewerFEC. I'm on the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. Okay. And as so the SewerPAC is the you serve on their commission. Have they held meetings on this topic?
We did have a public meeting in conjunction with the city of Franklin, and at that public meeting, there were 15 people that came and spoke in opposition, and there were two people that spoke in favor. And in fact, one of those that spoke in favor was the mayor of Franklin, and another was what I believe was a an alderman. But there was no non-elected official that came and spoke in a positive light on the issue.
A few more questions, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
So how did the SewerPAC Commission, how did they, what was their vote? Did they take a vote on this matter?
We took a vote on the issue when it came to what is called expanding the sanitary sewer boundary. And when SewerPAC gets a request from a municipality to do that, what we do is review the request. We do not have the approval. We do not have the authority to approve anything or deny it. We are an advisory body. It was when we looked at the three criteria. One is, was it consistent with the census? Does the facility plan exist? And let's see, and then there's a third criteria. And what is it in the regional land use plan? If the request meets those three criteria, then by state statute we're required to so-called approve the plan.
So you serve this board that serves in an advisory capacity.
Yes.
Okay. Similarly, you're proposing an advisory referendum, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Would this have any effect on MMSD other than them saying, well, several people voted this way or that? It's advisory, so I think it answers itself, unfortunately. But looking at the fiscal note for this, I see it would also cost $18,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just wanted to note that it would cost us $18,000. And this may be an appropriate time for statements on the cost of democracy, but I don't think we have time to devote to that today. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have no more questions.
Thank you. Are there further questions by committee? I would simply add, I understand the jurisdictional complications with this and appreciate the arguments that have been raised. But what this has raised for me is the question of priorities, particularly in light of changing and recent events, flooding that has taken place in Shorewood and Whitefish Bay in my district. Journal recently had an editorial on fixing the laterals and urging MMSD to do that. But as usual, they cite no potential source for the resources necessary to accomplish that. This whole thing, to me, is troubling in terms of priority, and it seems to speak to an inability on the part of MMSD to change directions in light of developing circumstance. For this to, I mean, we're looking ahead. No one disfavors development, but to invest in potential while we have massive problems that are causing people in this county a great deal of discomfort and financial burden, seems to me to call into question those priorities, and as a result, I never find harm in the public voice being expressed. I'm going to vote against denying this. Are there further questions? Please call the roll.
Haas?
This is on the motion to...
On the motion to deny.
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
No.
Jurcik?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
No.
Well, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Five ayes, two noes, fails.
Item number four, please.